Welcome back, everybody, to Amiyomi. Today we are going to be doing Daf Chavav Amud Aleph and finishing the third parak of Bracha. So shkoyach to everyone who's been a part of that. And we are going to be continuing our discussion about what we do with excrement and other disgusting things in terms of our saying Shmona Esrei and saying Shema. So we said we were talking about a bed and how one shita said even if you have the biggest house in the world, if it's not under a bed, then that's not going to be okay. And being under the bed was something which was crucial. So we're on Amar of Yosef on the bottom of Chav Hayam and Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef says, "Ba minei Rav Huna de'asher Rav Huna mita pachos mishlosha pshita lid kalavu dami." So, how tall does the bed have to be in order for this to be considered a good protection from the excrement? So, if it's under three, tefachim, then it's for sure going to be good because then it's like lavud. Lavud is a concept where it's basically as if it's the ground. Once it's under three tefachim, we use this concept by Hilchos Sukkah and other places. So, this is definitely going to be okay as a barrier from the excrement. What about 3 through 9? Amar li lo yadana. And Rav Huna said back, I'm not sure. Asara vada lo mi ba'ili, but 10, if you have a bed that's 10 tefachim high, that's for sure going to be an issue. Amar Abaye says, Shapir avad lo mi ba'ilach, it's a good thing you didn't ask about when the bed is 10, because kol asar rishus achrizi, because anything that's above 10 tefachim is considered a separate rishus, so therefore it would not be considered a valid cover of the excrement if it was above 10 tefachim. So that's why anything under 10 tefachim, that's a question, but otherwise over 10 tefachim, not a question. So now, what's the halacha? Amar Rava, Rava says, hilchos pachos mishlosha kilavad, under 3 is like lavad, and it would be considered as if it's the ground, that's definitely going to be okay. Asar rishus achrizi. 10 tefachim is going to be a problem. It's a separate rishus. It's not going to be considered a good cover. Mishlosha ad asar, from 3 to 10. Hainu debai minei Rav Yosef Merav Huna. This is what they asked him. V'lo pasha alein. Rav Huna didn't answer. Amarav Rav says, halacha k'rabin shim ben Gamliel, halacha k'rabishim ben Elazar. Halacha is like Rav Shim ben Elazar, who says that Shema cannot be said if the entire house, in the entire house, if one's dealing with an exposed excrement. V'chein amar Bali, amar Rav Yaakov, Radava Shmuel, and the same thing that Bali said in the name of Yaakov, son of Shmuel. Halacha k'rabi Shimon al-Azhar, the halacha is like Rav Shimon al-Azhar. V'rava, Amar Rava says, Ein halacha k'rabi Shimon al-Azhar. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon al-Azhar. So now we go into a bit of a different discussion about other things that need to be covered in order for us to go and lead a kosher lifestyle, I guess. So Rav Chai Iyasek Leila Rei Bei Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Matta. So Rav Chai made a shidduch for his son with the daughter of Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Matta, Ailu L'chuppah, and he took him to the chuppah. Chuppah, now, good question, what exactly is chuppah? So that's a big question. Kedushin Suin, so how exactly we define chuppah? Maybe for our next Masechta another time. So he was marrying her off. Lava Mistaya Milsa, but they were unable to consummate the marriage. Azal Basra La Yune. So Rabbi Chai went to go figure out why was his son not able to consummate the marriage? What was the problem? So Chaza Sefer Torah Demancha. And he did some investigating around the room where he was. You know, that he got them the place where they're going to get married. He got them the room they're going to go to after the wedding to be together. And he looked in that room and he saw there was a Sefer Torah lying there. So Amar Lu, and he said to them, Iku Hashalo Isasi Sakunt Livri. You guys could have ruined my son. You could have got him in big, serious trouble and he would have been punished very severely, because we know, Ditanya, meaning, you're lucky that my son was just unable to consummate the marriage, because if he did in that room where there was a Sefer Torah, that would be very bad, because the Brisa tells us that it's usher to go and have relations in a place where there's Torah or Tefillin. Kli b'soch kli, until we have a situation where it is in a kli b'soch kli. So it's not just in one cover, that it's in two separate covers. Amar Abaye, Abaye now qualifies this ruling. He says, "Lo shenu elo b'chli she'eno kilyon." This ruling of the Braisa that says you need two receptacles in order to go ahead and have it separate. So this is only true when one of them is not meant for, or when they are not meant for the covering of a Torah or the covering of tefillin. Avav b'chli she'eno kilyon. But if you do have the covers that are meant for them, then even if you have 10 of them, that's going to be considered as if it's just one. Now, this is a very practical halacha. Let's say someone is going in the airport and they have their tefillin, because you know you want to make sure you always carry with your, you always go travel with your tefillin and your carry-on. And you're by yourself, so you can't just leave with your family. You need to go to the bathroom on the way into the airplane. So you stop in the airport. You got to take your knapsack with you with the tefillin cover, with the tefillin in your carry-on. So it seems like the tefillin bag would be one cover, your knapsack's going to be another cover, so you're going to be okay. Let's say someone has a minchamarv in their pocket. So it's in your wallet, which is one cover, in your pocket, which is a second cover. It seems like it might be okay, but this is where it stems from. This is where that discussion really originates. We now go further into this idea of covering. So Amar Rava says, glima, a cloak, akam tura, that's spread over a svarim shelf, kli b'sok kli dami. So that's going to be okay. If you have a blanket that's spread over a svarim shelf, that's going to be okay, and one would be allowed to be together in that situation. I'm Rabbi Shuban Levi says, Sefer Torah tzarech lasos lo mechitza asar. When it comes to having a Torah in your house or in your room with you, you would need to make sure, before any relations took place, you would need to make sure that there is a wall of at least 10 tfachim. Mar Sutra Ikol Rabbi Ravashi. Mar now tells a story that Mar Sutra went to go visit the home of Ravashi. Chazi did duchte de Mar Bar Ravashi, and he saw the room. He went into the bedroom of Mar Bar Ravashi, the manach bei sefer Torah. He saw there was a sefer Torah there, Ravid lei mechitza asara, and he saw there was a 10 tefach wall there. So that's why he was allowed to have relations in that room. So Amar Levi, Mar Sutra said to Ravashi, Kiman, who gives you the right to have a sefer Torah in your room? Rabbi Shuban Levi. Do you think it's like you're going like Rabbi Shuban Levi that you have the 10 tefach wall and then you're going to be okay? So he says back to Mar Sutra, says no, not so fast, because Amar Damar Rabbi Shuban Levi de lespe beisa. When did Rabbi Shuban Levi say that the 10 tefach wall is enough to separate between you and the Torah? That's when you have nowhere else to put it. Then you could put it in your bedroom. But if you have somewhere else to put it, you have enough room in your house that you could put it somewhere else, then you should not rely on this. So Amalei Ravashi said back to Mar Sutra, Lava Daite. You're right, I didn't think of that. That's a good point. I should have been doing that. Look at the humility, Ravashi. Unbelievable. Okay. So now back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Kami yarchik mehenu minatzoa arba amos." How much do we need to distance ourselves from urine and excrement? So before Shema, we said 4 amos. So Amarav, Amarav, Shor, Amarav. Lo shanu el lachorav. This Mishnah, which says 4 amos, that's only referring to when it's in back of us. Aval lefanav marchik melo enough. But if it's in front of us, then we need to distance ourselves as far that we cannot see v'chein l'tfila, that we can't see either the excrement or the urine. So any is the silva, Amarav from Bar Papa, Amarav Chista. But if Rav from Bar Papa sends him Rav Chista, Omid Adam kineged beisaki. Say mispala. A person's allowed to stand right opposite a bathroom and daven, meaning as long as he's 4 amos away from it, then it's going to be okay. Even though in this situation, you're still able to see it. It's still within your sight. So how can we possibly allow this? So Acham asking on what's this talking about? Beis HaKitzah She'ein Bo Tzoah. Now, this is talking about the reason why it's allowed in that situation is because it's talking about a bathroom that has no excrement in it. And that's why all you need is 4 amos. But it's even if it's in your eyesight, that's going to be okay. But Aini is the Selva Hamar of Yosef Bar Chanina. Rav Yosef Bar Chanina says, Beis HaKitzah She'amru, this bathroom that we're talking about, afal pishe imbo toa, even if it has no excrement in it, ubeis amerchat sham rafal pishe imbo adam. And this, when we say you're not allowed to daven by a bathhouse, that's even if no one's there, so it's still not going to be allowed. So how are you allowed to daven if you're seeing a bathroom? So answers the Gemara, elachom ayaskinam bechati. Now we're talking about a brand new bathroom that's never been used before. So now this again raises questions lamaisa. When someone has a house minion, so normally in a shul there's a hallway before you have a bathroom. When you have a house minion, this question becomes relevant, becomes lamaisa. So certainly what to think about. So Gemara now goes and says, even if you're going to assume that this is a brand new bathroom, but what about Ravina? Ravina says his mino beis hakisei mahu. Let's say something is designated as a bathroom. Yesh zimun o ein zimun. Is there something, some significance to this designation? Does it count as a bathroom even though it's never been used? So my answer is no. Ki kami by leilu Ravina. When Ravina said this, lemei kama leilu tzuyi begave. That's only talking about davening inside of it. Aba keneg dolo. Meaning the whole thing about designation, that's only if you want to daven inside the bathroom, but not if you are talking about davening opposite it. Amarava Rava says, Hani bate kisai de parse, the bathrooms that the Persians had, afagav de isbehut soa, even though they had soa in them, kistumendam, they are regarded as closed up. So this is a unique type of bathroom. It kind of went away and didn't stay in. When it would go into the toilet, it never stayed there. There was like a pipe that would shoot it all the way down right away without even flushing. Big question, what's the status of our bathrooms nowadays? Because yes, it's flushed and we do have plumbing, but also it could sit there. So it's a big question as to how exactly that works. Let's go to the last Mishnah in the third parak. The Mishnah says, and we discussed this on Daf Chaf Amud Beis already, talking about the different types of tumas and how someone, when it comes to a balkari, all these stuff that you go and you would wait one night and whatever it is, and that's where the Takana of Ezra, you got to go into the mikvah, as opposed to the other types of Tuma where it's 7 days. So we had this Mishnah actually quoted in the Gemara earlier, but now we see it in the Mishnah itself. So Zav Shara, Kari, if you have a Zav who's Tamei for 7 days, who now had a seminal discharge. So we said, when you have a seminal discharge, you're supposed to go to the mikvah, Takana of Ezra. We, again, don't hold like that, but ideally you're supposed to go into the mikvah. So let's say you're going into the mikvah in this situation, but it's not going to make you tahor because you're still tamei as a zav. V'nida shepalda shekvazara, you have a nida, a woman who's tamei for 7 days. And then there's a palta shekvazara, means some of the semen comes out from her. So that also is a one-day tama, something that's less severe. But so she could go to the mikvah, but it's not going to help because she's still going to be tamei as a nida. V'ha mishameshes shirasa dam nida. Or if you have someone who had intercourse, a woman had intercourse, which means that she's tamei, and then she saw nida, so trichin tvila. So the Tana Kama says they do need to go into the mikveh, even though it might not help because they're going to remain tamei. Still, they need to go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda quotes and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they do not need to go to the mikveh in that situation. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda's view that they're pater. What does this mean? Ibayilhu, we have a question. Balkari Shiraz, Yivala Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. Let's say you have a Balkari, someone who had a seminal emission, who then becomes a Zav. Do they have to go into the mikveh? Because normally, or the reason why he seems to say that it's your putter in the mission is because when you go into the mikveh, it's not going to help you any because you're tummy for 7 days. So let's say you have a situation where the first tumma that came was the 1 day tumma where you should go into the mikveh, but now afterwards you became even more tummy, so then it's going to be 7 days. So what's the halacha in that situation? So, ki putter Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, Bizav Shara Keri, do we say that only reason that Rabbi Yehuda said it's going to be putter is because when they're going to stay tummy anyway, because Zav Shara Keri, the Meikar Lav Bartfilu, because it doesn't matter if they go to the mikveh, they're going to stay tummy. Aval Bar Keri Shara Ziva, the Meikar Bartfilu. But a Balkari, if the Balkari came first, we're really, right the second he became a Balkari, he had this chiyuv of tefillah, mechayev, maybe he would say, you would have to go, Odil Maloshna, or he would say, since at the end of the day, it's not going to make you tahor, it doesn't matter. So Tashma, let's bring a proof. Because the last case in that Mishnah was Hamish HaMeshes V'Ras Anita. So this is a case where there is the Balkari Tuma first, and then Nida, and Tzricha Tfila. So the Tanakhama said that, and Rabbi Yehuda said Poter. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, so we see that even when it's going to be where the lighter Tuma is first, Rabbi Yehuda still says you don't need to. Hamish HaMeshes V'Ras Anita, Ki Balkari Shara Ziva Damya, Veka Pater Rabbi Yehuda Shmamina. So we see that he holds that you would be Pater when it's not going to help anyway. You do not need to go into the Mikvah. Tani Rabbi Chia Behedya. Rabbi Chia taught this explicitly, where he said, Balkari Shara Ziva, Tzarech Tvila, so a Balkari who saw Ziva needs to go into the mikvah, Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says, Poter, Hadron Alach Misha Meso, we shall be Zilcha, as we finish the third prayer, we should continue on our path, and again, the Musar we ended with last time is so true, with all of the Tvila, Shema and Shemona Esrei, we see how sensitive we are to all these things, making sure we're in the right mindset, in the right place, in the right everything, so we should make sure to do our best to focus as best as we possibly can. We'll pick up later with the new Perek, Shkolech to everyone again, Mazda.